Tax season is almost over, but for retirees, the biggest opportunities may just be beginning. What can you still do right now before the deadline, and what should you be planning?
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life to a higher standard.
Well, hi there. Welcome into the show. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan, here to help you take charge of your money is Nicole Gibbs. Nicole's been doing it for quite a while. I was over 10 years experience with the Dixon Agency. So here we are, another week, another show, Nicole. How about that?
I know, right? The time just flying by. We deep into spring now, huh?
I know. We're deep into spring. Things going well. Where are you today?
I'm still in Charleston. I have two appointments today, and I'm super excited to meet some of my listeners and, you know, in the Charleston Little Country area. So, yes, I'm at Venture X Business Suites. So I'm super excited about, you know, everything that's happening.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here. I'm ready for another show. So let's dive right into it. Most people think that tax season is about reporting the past, but the real value is shaping the future. With the April 15th deadline just passed, investors were focused on one thing, getting their taxes filed. But here's the reality. Some of the most important decisions haven't been made yet. There are still strategies that impact not this year's taxes, but long-term plan, too. So what can retirees do now that actually make a difference, Nicole?
Gary, even in the final days, they are still meeting for moves like IRA contributions, if eligible, HSA, that's your health savings account contributions, and even certain business-related deductions for those with side income. For some, QCDs, which is qualified charitable distributions, may already be in play, but others may still be able to offset income through strategic giving. These aren't just small tweaks. They can influence taxable income and future planning. And what I like to tell people is when it comes to the QCDs, you can give to your church. Remember, QCDs, qualified charitable distributions, allow individuals aged 70 and a half or older to transfer up to 111, I love those sequential numbers, but $111,000 annually. And if you're a couple in 2026, $222,000 directly from a traditional or inherited IRA to a qualified 501c3 charities tax-free.
Common recipients, tax-free.
People, yeah, that's how you get rid of the tax bill. Common recipients for these QCDs are, like I said, churches, educational institutions, community foundations, and major nonprofits like the CDC Foundation. So if you like any one of those things and or organizations, then and you have some money to give and you don't want to give it to Uncle Sam, you can give it to one of those particular places.
Yeah, I'd rather give it to a charity than Uncle Sam, right? But most cases.
Well, it's you giving it away anyway, right? It's coming it's coming from you, right? You
might as well go to a good cause, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree. I'm just being devil's advocate.
That's right. Absolutely. So why do so many retirees miss last-minute opportunities?
Because tax preparation and tax planning are often treated as the same thing, but they're not the same thing. Preparation is about reporting what already happened, and then planning is about making decisions before the window closes. So many people only talk to their CPA once a year, which limits what can actually be done. My CPA, let me tell you something, she is sick and tired of me. Hey, Mika, she's down in Florida, but for every dollar I get, especially over a certain amount, I'm like, Mika, do I need to pay taxes on this? Like, business owners, entrepreneurs, you need to set yourself up to be able to pay taxes, quarterly taxes, because if not, you could have a huge tax bill if you wait till the last minute.
Yeah, and CPA should have a good working relationship with an advisor, don't you think?
Yes, her and I have a great working relationship. She refers people to me. I refer people to her. And because she's kind of like, she's one of those people, she's more antisocial. I also work with another CPA who is also certified by the IRS to file taxes, Mr. Raymond Rose. He helps me out and has helped out some of the people or some of the listeners in the Charleston area. So, yeah, taxes is one of them things. You got to stay on top of that. I mean, outside of retirement planning, you got to be on point.
Yeah, and it's not just dealing with the CPA once a year. It's getting him involved in many different scenarios throughout the course of the year. Am I right, Nicole?
Absolutely. When I got a huge commission check back in, when was that? That was September or October. And like I said, I was like, Mika, I don't know what to do. Should I pay? She was like, just wait. Don't, because we may be able to find deductions. We may be able to do, you know, some slashing when it comes to your expenses, your business expenses. So don't send that money. Let's just wait. So a good person knows, you know, how to help you avoid certain situations when it comes to those taxes if they're a good CPA.
Right, absolutely. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency. I want to give you the phone number. Get on the calendar, get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost, there's no obligation. Here's that phone number, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call, 888-919-0024. Call right now. Folks at Dixon Agency are standing by this and every weekend, ready for your phone call. Get on the calendar. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind, sleep well at night. However you want to say it, the fact of the matter is Nicole and the team cannot help you unless you pick up the phone and dial that number. That number, again, is 888-919-0024. So let's talk about RMDs. How do RMDs complicate this time of year, Nicole?
So the first thing is RMDs, if you're not familiar, is required minimum distributions. And the only people that really should be worried about this is people that's over 70, because you cannot continue to hoard money if you're saving in different vehicles. For retirees already taking RMDs, this is where things start to stack. That income can push them into a higher tax bracket, increase taxation on Social Security, and even trigger IRMAA surcharges on Medicare premiums. And once the thing about it is, once it's reported, there's very little flexibility. So I always explain and I tell my people that I talk with, you know, you have to be diligent, you have to be mindful, you have to be conscious when it comes to these RMDs, because the real strategy is figuring out how to manage those distributions before they become unavoidable.
Yeah, and they start at 73, am I right?
73, yes, 73, yes.
Right, and if you don't do anything about it, you're going to get a huge tax bill, correct?
It's like 25%, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, that's a lot of money if you don't do it on time.
It's a huge penalty. Just pay these people their money. what you're supposed to do.
Because maybe you want to do some...
Huh?
Maybe you want to do some Roth conversions before that, right?
Roth conversions. We're going to talk about that in the coming segments. This entire show today is about taxes, right?
Yes.
And you know, it's a cliche in many communities when it comes to tax time. So a lot of people call tax time, you know, baby mama Christmas, because that's when they get those those huge tax returns. But what you should be doing, not only for retirees, but if you're thinking about a plan when it comes to savings, creating a high yield savings account, this is during tax time. It's the best time to create a high yield savings account or open a Roth, especially if you're getting over $5,000 in taxes back. Even if you know, sometimes people are like, well, me and my kids, we really don't get to do much because so many taxes is coming out. So when the money comes back or is refunded, you know, we do our spring break thing. We travel. It's nothing wrong with that. But take at least 10 to 20% of that money and throw it in a high yield savings account. Open up a Roth IRA and you'll be surprised if you do that every single year for at least 5 years, how that money will stack up.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Why is the deadline more emotional than people realize, Nicole?
Because writing a check to the IRS makes things real. When you have to stroke a check to Uncle Sam and it's over $5,000, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't know. It's one of those things to see numbers on a statement, but another to feel the impact with your cash flow. That moment often triggers a desire to do better next year, quote unquote. But without a plan, that intention fades quickly. So instead of reacting to what you owe, you should be focused on controlling what you owe in the future.
Yeah.
You see how paranoid and how much anxiety I have whenever I get a commission check. So it's good to be like that so you can stay on top of things and not wait till the last minute. But if your CPA is guiding you every 3 months, then that's good too.
And that's why you need a plan. And we're going to give the phone number again in just a couple of minutes with Nicole. And the show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Answer the phone right now. There are people that are calling in for the show already. Look at that. All right, one more question before we wrap up segment one. What should retirees thinking about right now beyond just filing?
They should be asking these particular questions, Gary. What did this tax return reveal? Did it reveal that you had a lot of expenses that you could cut? Did it reveal that you did not pay enough taxes throughout the year? That's why you owe such a large tax bill if you owe anything. Where are the efficiencies? Are withdrawals being done in the most tax-efficient way? Is there a buildup of future tax liability? So with those type of questions, I know they're kind of a little advanced if you don't have a business or if you don't, if you're not like an entrepreneur or if you're not a high earner. So those questions may be a little bit advanced, but if you are one of those people, those are the questions that you have to ask, because that taxes is something you can't get rid of. And you need to know exactly what's up when it comes to that. You need a roadmap and you need a reliable CPA or an accountant to help you with that. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nicole, we're kind of up against the clock. Final thoughts. Tell us what you do for listeners when you meet with them.
So if you're about to file your taxes, don't let that be the end of the conversation. Let it be the beginning, because what you just experienced, like what you owed, what surprised you, all of those things are valuable insight. And because this is a tax show today, we want to help you get in contact with someone if you have a tax issue to help you before you even get started with your plan. Because if you owe the IRS or you're in debt to the IRS, it's like that debt has to go. We got to figure something out when it comes to that. So let's use that to build a forward-looking tax strategy designed to reduce what you pay over time, not just report it once a year, not just, oh, I need to contact my CPA or my accountant once a year to see how much refund I'm getting back. It's way deeper than that, especially if you are a millennial or a Gen Xer. So I said all of that to say, if you need any type of help when it comes to that, especially with your retirement plan, give us a call. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
Absolutely, Nicole. Happy to do so. That phone number is 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Folks, there's no cost, there's no obligation. Get a better handle on your financial situation. Find out what your investments are really costing you because of high fees or commissions, what future tax implications will be, and how much income you can securely generate from that once you do move into retirement. Pick up the phone and dial this number, 888-919-0024. The folks at Dixon Agency are standing by this and every weekend ready for your phone call. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind? Fact of the matter is, nothing changes till you pick up the phone and dial that number one more time before we take our first break, 888-919-0024. Our goal at the show here is to help you make the best decision. So any questions about what we've been talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, again, pick up the phone and dial that number, 888-919-0024. It is break time. Be back with more. A Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs in just a minute. Nicole, what do you have for me next?
Filing without all forms, missing new 2026 deductions, and simple data mismatches are some of the biggest tax mistakes, but they don't happen before April 15th. They happen right after it. We'll talk about these coming up.
And just like that, we're back. Welcome back. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan. Back with us to help you take charge of your money is Nicole Gibbs. Nicole's been doing it for quite a while, over 10 years experience in retirement planning business. And Nicole is with the Dixon Agency. And if you missed the phone number in the prior segment, here it is, 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by, ready for your phone call. Okay, so once taxes are filed, most people mentally checked out, but it's exactly when the planning begins. There's a pattern every year. People file their taxes, they feel relief and move on. But for retirees, that may be the single biggest missed opportunity of the entire year, because once you know the numbers, now you finally have clarity, and clarity creates opportunities. Why is the period right after tax season so important for planning, Nicole?
Because now you're working with real data, not estimates. You know exactly how much you made. You know exactly how much you had to pay taxes to the IRS based on what you made. So it's nothing that's like ambiguous or guesstimating. You know the numbers. So With that understanding, you know your income, your tax bracket, your deductions, and your exposure. That allows for proactive decisions like Roth conversions, like we talked about in the first segment, income adjustments, or capital gain strategies. Waiting until next year means losing months of opportunities. So the best time to plan is right after you file.
Right. Take a week or two, relax, it's okay.
It's
but
okay.
But do it right away. Get right back on that horse, right?
It's good. It's good to do that, and it's also good to do your annual reviews. Like last week, Gary, I literally stayed up, even on my birthday. I stayed up, and well, 2 weeks ago, I stayed up, and I completed all of my renewals, and I have a lot of customers. I completed all of my in-person, I personally wrote out renewals. I wrote down everybody's birthdays, and basically what I said to them, when I say renewals, I'm talking about anniversary-like recommendations. So
right.
Based on when their policy is about to renew, every year I tried to send a letter, but I didn't get to do it over like maybe a year or two. But I literally sent everybody in my Rolodex or that I've ever touched or had some type of conversation with when it comes to financial planning, I sent them an email and say, hey, I'm here. If you want to talk to me, second reviews are good. If you want to review what you already have, now is the time. So I said all of that to say now is a good time if you're, you know, in the tax planning space to also start planning for your finances as well.
Wow. Was that a real Rolodex or a digital Rolodex?
It's a digital Rolodex.
Like the old-fashioned ones, you know?
Yeah, the old ones is so nostalgic.
Yeah, exactly. They really were. So I got to ask this question because I don't know the answer. What is tax bracket fill strategy and why is it so powerful?
Okay, so Gary, this is one of those lesser discussed strategies that can make a huge difference over time. It involves intentionally realizing income, like Roth conversions, up to the top of your current tax bracket without spilling over into the next one. If it's done correctly, it can reduce future RMDs and lifetime tax liability. So instead of avoiding taxes entirely, do you know a lot of people that avoid? I know so many people that's just like, I'll worry about that later. I'm not worried about that. Like, do not pay their taxes. Afraid to look at their taxes. Do you know anybody like that, Gary?
Yeah, they wind up in Leavenworth Prison.
Well, that's the people who owe like tons and tons of money.
Right, but, exactly.
Like, yeah, but your regular people, like just walking around that's afraid to figure out what's going on with their taxes, y'all better get it together. And if you hear me and that's you, you know you need to get it together. But
right.
Yeah, so instead of avoiding taxes entirely, the smarter move would be controlling when you pay them and if you have to pay them. Okay.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Exactly right. We talked about Roth conversions, so let's do that a little bit more. How do Roth conversions fit into this conversation right now?
With ongoing uncertainty around future tax rates and rising federal debt, many retirees are reconsidering tax diversification, converting portions of pre-tax assets. So remember, pre-tax, before tax, that's money that you started saving and putting away without giving Uncle Sam a quarter. So especially in your lower income years, right now is the best time for you to create a tax-free income later. So timing matters when it comes to these Roth conversions, and spreading conversions over multiple years is often key to not having to pay so many taxes back. So the goal when it comes to minimizing taxes this year or over your lifetime is thinking about Roth conversions and ways you can kind of find like loopholes, quote unquote, without doing anything wrong, of course,
right.
But just finding different ways you can kind of avoid having to pay so many taxes back if that's mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. And Roth conversions generally done over a period of a number of years, so you're not getting that huge tax hit. Am I right,
yeah,
Nicole?
Exactly. Because remember, whenever you withdraw or you take money out of a pre-tax situation, they're going to tax you. It doesn't matter if you're 59 and a half or not. It's going to be taxed because it never was taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversion is a strategy that many people use to avoid that tax.
Right. And of course, with the Roth, you're paying the taxes up front and it grows tax-free. So what's that old expression? You'd rather pay taxes on the seed than the harvest, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like that one, Gary. Rather pay taxes on the seed than the harvest.
Absolutely right. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency. And the folks at Dixon Agency are standing by ready for your phone call. 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. 888-919-0024. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind. Sleep well at night, however you say it. Fact of the matter is Nicole and the team cannot help you unless you pick up the phone and dial that number, 888-919-0024. I know you meet a lot of people each week, don't you, Nicole?
I do. I talk to a lot of different people every week. And like, so people always be like, why do you say if you're serious? Because some people aren't serious. They just like, I don't know if they just want to hear my voice. I don't know what it is. But I do talk to a lot of people. I help a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And every time I talk to you, the consultations are absolutely free. There is no fee for you to talk to me. Okay?
Yeah. No cost, no obligation. So get on the phone right now, 888-919-0024. All right, let's see. We got about 5 minutes left in the segment here. So what role does IRMA, I-R-M-A-A-A, play in tax planning that most people overlook?
IRMA is an old lady name, Gary. IRMA.
Sounds like my second cousin, Irma.
I don't have a cousin named Irma, but I do know a lot of IRAs. So listen, IRMA is income-related monthly adjustment amount, and that's related to your Medicare premiums, and it can increase based on income levels from 2 years prior. So many retirees trigger it without realizing it, especially when doing large withdrawals or conversions. So remember, when you turn 65 and you start getting the Medicare benefit, you have to be aware of the IRMAA or IRMA, which is the income-related monthly adjustment amount. When you're doing these withdrawals or conversions, it's essentially a hidden tax tied to income. So just remember that when you're making tax decision, that you're not only looking at your taxes, but you're also looking at the ripple effects of some of the things that you already have in place beyond the taxes. So,
and you can help with that, right?
Yeah, I can help, but not with taxes. I can help you when it comes to conversions. I can help you speak with someone who can help you with strategies when it comes to those taxes. So, yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do retirees need coordination between their advisor and the CPA? So many times that the CPAs and the advisors don't talk to each other, don't even know each other, but they need to work together, don't they?
I think so, because especially for retirees, especially retirees with Roth IRAs and with traditional IRAs, and you have a lot of money and you have a lot of money or a big nest egg that you've built up, you really need to sit down and speak with someone. The two of them need to kind of be like Q and U, stuck together in some ways, so that they know exactly how to move when it comes to your finances. Tax strategy doesn't exist in isolation. Investment decisions, withdrawal strategies, and tax planning, they all intertwine and interact with each other. Without coordination, opportunities are missed and mistakes can compound. So the CPA reports the past, but the advisor helps shape the future. So those two conversations should be happening together and not separately.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nicole, we're up against the clock. Final thoughts on segment number two.
You've spent 30 years working hard, saving consistently, and doing all the right things. But if you're still checking your accounts every time the market dips or wondering if Washington's latest move is going to shrink your nest egg, you don't have a retirement plan, you have a retirement hope. And hope is not a strategy for your future. I want to move you from uncertainty to total clarity. So for the next 10 callers, I'm opening up my calendar for a custom Prosperity Playbook financial review. This isn't just a little chit-chat about your goals. I'm going to give you three tangible tools that most are missing. We will run your current portfolio through a crash simulation. You will see exactly how much you will lose in a 2008-style turndown, and we'll show you how to fix the leaks before the storm hits. Next, we're going to map out exactly where your income will come from every single month. And then we'll also strategize on how we make sure that your money lasts longer than you. You leave knowing precisely how much you can spend without ever worrying about outliving your money. We use calculators based on your numbers to show you in real time what to expect. Last, we'll identify if you're overpaying the IRS on your withdrawals and show you how to keep more of your hard-earned money for your family, not the government. These are the blueprints for your prosperity. You will meet with me personally to walk through these documents and see if our strategies are the right fit for your unique life. So stop hoping and start knowing. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with me.
Absolutely. Get the Prosperity Playbook reviewed. Now, Nicole was just talking about that. Phone number is 888-919-0024. Folks, advice like this shows you how important it is to meet with a financial coach, to meet with Nicole and the team. They understand the ins and outs of the financial world. Take advantage of this opportunity. Make sure you're on the right path. The path is based on your risk preferences, your budget, and your goals. All the things we talk about here on the show. That phone number is 888-919-0024. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind. Fact of the matter is, nothing changes. Nicole and the team cannot help you unless you pick up the phone and dial that number. One more time before we take our next break. 888-919-0024. Do it right now. Get that Prosperity Playbook review that Nicole was just talking about. Do it right now. It is break time. Be back with more Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs in just a minute. Nicole, what do you have for me next?
The IRS may be your largest silent partner in retirement. It collects taxes on your income, Social Security benefits, and withdrawals from certain retirement accounts. This can significantly reduce the amount of money you have available for living expenses. Planning ahead and understanding tax implications can help minimize the impact and ensure a more secure financial future. All of this coming up in our next segment.
And look at that. We're halfway through the show. Welcome back to the show. This is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. I'm Gary Nolan, your host. Nicole has over 10 years' experience in the retirement planning business, and it's with the Dixon Agency. If you missed the phone number in the prior segment, here it is, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. Get on the calendar. Get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Get that Prosperity Playbook review that Nicole was just talking about in the prior segment. It's not just about what you earn in retirement. It's about what you keep. Now, when people think about retirement risk, they think about the market. But one of the most predictable and often understood, underestimated risk is taxes. And unlike the market, taxes are guaranteed. So why are taxes considered one of the biggest risks in retirement today, Nicole? Why is that?
Because many retirees have built the majority of their savings in tax-deferred accounts like 401ks and IRAs. That means every dollar withdrawn is taxable. As RMDs begin, required minimum distributions, that tax exposure increases, often at the same time Social Security and other income sources kick in. So your nest egg, is it really what it's supposed to be, or is it is part of it already spoken for when it comes to taxes? That what you have to think. That's what you have to think about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, how can tax diversification improve retirement outcomes?
Having assets across taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free buckets give retirees flexibility. Every week, I try to make sure that I tell you guys where you could get resources when it comes to the information that we're kind of talking about on this show. www.atl-insurancechick.com. If you go there, right, and you click on retirement planning and you scroll all the way down to the buckets. That's what I want to get you to, the buckets. Now, before the buckets, I have calculators on there, like to calculate your Social Security amount. It also is a retirement estimator that gives estimates based on your actual Social Security earnings. And please keep in mind that these are just estimates. So don't just be like, I did the calculator and it told me. No, it's just giving you an idea of where you are. But the buckets are these three buckets. The first bucket is portfolio income. With portfolio income, that's your growth bucket. That's your tax deferred, tax tomorrow, what we're talking about, your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, your 457s. Portfolio income includes dividends, capital gains, interest from bond, distributions from IRAs, 401ks, and investment accounts. So that's your first bucket. Your second bucket is predictable sources of income. This is your pensions, your Social Securities, your annuities in the form of a check to you. That's your income bucket. Your income bucket is taxable, taxed today. It's like your bank brokerage or whatever the case may be. So that's your income. Last but not least, your third bucket is your estate planning bucket. That's your life insurance, your living trust, your will, your health care directive, your proxies. This is tax-free and tax never. Never tax on your life insurance. Never taxes on your Roth IRA, your Roth 401k, your Roth 403b, or your Roth 457. So just remember that when you get a life insurance, a lot of people, they're kind of confused about how life insurance distributes. If you've never dealt with the process, if you're using a life insurance to bury someone like a mom, a dad, an uncle, or anybody like that, and they have debt or they have prior obligations, it's a tax-free, no debt. The debt doesn't fall to you. The debt dies with the person in some cases, but it's a tax-free event. It comes directly to you. That money comes directly to you. IRS can't touch it. Uncle Sam can't touch it. You know, it's yours. So just wanted you to know that.
Right. No, that's a great. That's great advice. Review those. Give me those buckets one more time for our listeners.
So the buckets are your predictable income, which is like dividends and things like that. Like I said, just go down to ATL-insurancechick, retirement planning, scroll all the way down and it has all the buckets. But predictable income is your first or your portfolio income is your first bucket, which is your growth bucket. Predictable sources of income is your second bucket. And your third bucket is your legacy bucket, which is your estate planning bucket.
Terrific. And what's that website one more time?
www.atl-insurancechick.com. And when you click on retirement planning, you'll see all these calculators. You'll see the buckets. You'll even see a financial risk spectrum that kind of shows you how money grows.
All right. Terrific. Great advice. The show is Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, been doing this for about 10 years. And I want to give you the phone number. I want to get you on the calendar, get you all set up with that comprehensive plan. Or maybe have a question or two about today's show. Nicole and the team, happy to answer any questions you may have as well. 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. Call right now. Let's get you on the calendar, all set up with that Prosperity Playbook review that Nicole was just talking about. What is the tax torpedo, and why should retirees be aware of it, Nicole?
Did you say speedo or torpedo? Which
torpedo.
One?
I think I said torpedo. Did I say speedo?
I was just
I might have. I don't know.
You see those in Miami.
Hey, it's almost summertime. Come on.
It's almost summer. They're getting the bodies right, right? No,
exactly.
We're talking about tax torpedo. So the tax torpedo refers to the way Social Security benefits become taxable as income rises, effectively creating a higher marginal tax rate than expected. It catches many retirees off guard because it's not a standard bracket. It's a phase-in effect. That means small increases in income can lead to disproportionately higher taxes. So your income strategy accounting for this, you definitely need to sit down and speak with someone because it's an advanced type of situation. So don't try to do these things on your own, number one. And if you have additional questions about some of these terms and the terminologies that we're using, when you book your call or when you sit down and have a discovery call with us, we can talk through all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. At 888-919-0024, that's the number to call. Get on the calendar, get you all set up. Like I said, maybe have a question or two about today's show. So how does proactive tax planning impact legacy and family goals, Nicole?
Taxes don't stop at retirement. They extend into estate planning. So heirs inheriting traditional IRAs often face compressed distribution timelines under the SECURE Act, potentially creating large tax burdens. So the strategic planning today that you need to do can reduce the impact of tomorrow. Stop putting off today what you could, stop putting off what you could do today for tomorrow. And the biggest lie I used to tell myself, Gary, is I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next month. I'll do it next week. And every time next day come, next month, this, you always pushing it back. You cannot push this kind of discussions and you can't push these kinds of things back, especially, like I said, if you're a millennial or a Gen Xer. So tax planning is something that you're going to have to do for your entire life. And that goes with your financial. Financial planning is something that you need to do and start now. This is what financial literacy is about. It's about taxes. It's about understanding how to, you know, plan your finances around debt, understanding how to retirement plan for yourself if you're less than 5 years from retirement. We have to have these conversations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Nicole and the team will definitely help you with that, too. I mean, You guys are like teachers at heart, am I right, when it comes to listeners?
Yes, we're trained. Like I told you we're trained 24 hours every 2 years on not only ethics, but we're trained on all trends, all new laws when it comes to insurance and annuities. And for certain states, like even though I'm licensed in 15 plus states, each state I have to take a specific product training for different carriers. They do not play about education when it comes to the insurance world, okay?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I need Nicole on your team, and we're going to get the phone number again in just a couple of minutes. What mind shift helps retirees approach taxes more effectively?
It's shifting from avoidance to strategy. So that's the mind shift you have to have. And I said shift. S-H-I-F as in Frank T. That's the mind shift that you have to have. So instead of asking, how do I pay less this year? The question becomes, how do I pay less over time? That long-term view changes everything from withdrawal strategies to investment decisions. So that's the difference between reacting annually and planning intentionally. So when you finally sit down with that tax person, if you're a person that avoids the conversation and you're like, I'll deal with it when it's time for me to deal with it, and then you are hit with a huge tax bill, versus the person coming in behind you who's been planning for the pet every 3 to 4 months, they check in with their CPA, they're making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do as far as strategies. That's the difference between someone with a mind shift of avoidance versus strategy.
Mm-hmm. Taxes aren't just a once-a-year event. They're a lifelong expense. And without a strategy, can quickly erode everything you built. So we're going to create a tax-efficient retirement plan for you that gives you control, not just this year, but for decades to come. That's what Nicole and the team will do for you when you meet with Nicole. Nicole, tell us about what you do for listeners when you meet with them.
So this is what I do for listeners, Gary, when I meet with them. When we first get on the phone, like when they call, I actually go ahead and set you up on the calendar. We meet. It's a discovery call. We don't have to Zoom. We don't have to do any of those things. Like I said, I do have an office at the Venture X co-working space down in Charleston, and I'm there maybe twice to three times out of the month currently. But when summer comes, I'm going to amp it up a little bit. But what we do is we discover where you are. We meet you right where you are. So for serious people that are interested in making sure that their financial literacy is literate, we literally talk about what that number is that you want to see when you retire. Is it the amount that you're making now? Is it a little bit less? We answer questions and ask questions about if you want to downsize. Do you have debt that you need to take care of immediately? Do you have a high-yield savings account? Do you have a savings account, period? We ask all these questions so that we can formulate a strategy based on you. One size does not fit all. And if you're serious about making sure that your financial literacy is literate, please do not hesitate. Give us a call. We want to help. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
They can do it so by picking up the phone and dialing this number, 888-919-0024, 888-919-0024. The first step, the very first step is sit down with a financial coach, sit down with Nicole and the team. Something we've been talking about resonates with you. You feel a need to get the second opinion. Want to make sure your plan is really aligned with your goals, the very important risk tolerance we talk about. Pick up the phone and dial this number, 888-919-0024. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind, sleep well at night. However you want to say it, the fact of the matter is Nicole and the team cannot help you unless you do that. That number again is 888-919-0024. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Let's get you all set up with that comprehensive plan with that prosperity playbook review that Nicole was just talking about. All right, Nicole, it's break time. Be back with more of Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs in just a minute. Nicole, what do you have for me next?
Coming up, last-minute questions retirees are asking right now.
Welcome back to the show. This is Prosperity Playbook. I'm your host, Gary Nolan, here to help you take charge of your money. Back with us is Nicole Gibbs. Nicole is with the Dixon Agency, has over 10 years experience in retirement planning business. And like I said, she's with the Dixon Agency. The folks are standing by this and every weekend ready for your phone call. Here's that phone number in case you missed it in the prior segment, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call, 888-919-0024. So Question is, I'm about to file my taxes. Should I get it done and worry about planning later? That's the question.
That's the question. Wait a minute. Wait. Who asked that question?
I don't know, but they should be locked up. They should be in jail by now.
Just one more time, Gary. What's the question again?
It says, I'm about to file. Of course, they missed the deadline. Should I get it done and worry about planning later? Maybe they filed an extension, so they might be okay.
Maybe they filed an extension. Yeah, we're way past 2020 and 2021 where they were extending the deadline, the tax deadline. We are in 2026. Yep. Yes, you should definitely file now so that if you have missed that April 15th deadline, you're not too far off. But simply getting it done without looking at the numbers is like throwing away the map to your own treasure. In April 2026, as you finalize those forms, you are holding a stress test of your entire financial life. So the 1040 diagnostic, your tax return tells us exactly where you are losing money. Are you paying too much on your interest? Are your dividends being taxed at the highest rate? We use your 1040 to find the leaks so we can plug them for the rest of 2026. Well, that's what your CPA does. The 2026 strategy window should be once you file, you now have a clear picture of your tax bracket. This is the perfect time to decide if you should do a Roth conversion or adjust your 401k contributions while you still have 8 months left in the year to make an impact. If you wait until December, it's often too late to change your tax bill. Worrying later costs money. Tax planning is a proactive thing, while tax filing is a reactive thing. Filing is just telling the IRS what happened in the past. Planning is making sure you keep more of your money in the future. By leaning in now, you can turn a surprise tax bill this year into a tax-free retirement later. The prosperity bottom line is this. Filing your taxes is a chore. Planning your taxes is a wealth builder. Don't just close the folder and move on. Use those numbers to build a better playbook.
Yeah. And the best time to plan is when those numbers are fresh. You just did the numbers, so now is the time to really dig in and start planning. Am I right, Nicole?
Yes. Turn your tax headache into a financial head start. Don't put it off. Do it right then and there. You've already done the hard work of gathering the information and the data. Use it now to either plan or grow your wealth. Don't wait till the last minute is what we're saying.
Absolutely. Next question. I owed more than I expected. What does that tell me?
Okay. So, yes, owing more than expected is a major red flag that your income and tax strategy are out of sync. And in 2026, it often means you've accidentally tripped into a tax trap like the Social Security hump or an IRMAA surcharge. So don't just write the check and move on. That surprise is the IRS telling you that your playbook needs an update. So if you pulled out just a few thousand extra from your IRA last year, it could have triggered a rule where up to 85% of your Social Security became taxable. That surprise bill is likely the result of uncoordinated withdrawals, where one extra dollar of income actually cost you $2 or $3 in taxes. The tax law changed recently. So for the 2026 tax year, there is a new senior bonus deduction. Did you know about that, Gary?
No, I'm not familiar with that. Tell me about it.
Yeah, the senior bonus deduction, that can give you an extra $6,000 to $12,000 off your taxable income if you're over 65. If you owed money, it might mean you aren't taking advantage of the new rules designed to keep money in retirees' pockets. And if you retired, you are the boss of your own payroll. If you didn't tell your IRA custodian or the Social Security Administration to hold back enough for taxes, you're basically giving yourself an accidental loan from the IRS, and they charge high fees, penalties, y'all, when you pay it back. The prosperity bottom line is this. A surprise tax bill isn't just a one-time expense. It's a warning that your current strategy is leaking money. If you don't adjust your 2026 plan now, you're on track to have the exact same headache next April. Stop being reactive and start being proactive. You should be telling your money where to go, how to grow, and not wondering where it went.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes total sense. Now is the time to plan for next year. Not April 14th, right? Am I right?
You're a little bit too late. You are late if you're like, oh, it's April 14th. You late.
Yeah, exactly. Late. Get that prosperity playbook review that Nicole was just talking about It happens by picking up the phone and dialing this number, 888-919-0024. That's the number to call. The folks at Dixon Agency standing by this weekend, ready for your phone call, 888-919-0024. I know Nicole and the team would love to talk to you. 888-919-0024. You deserve a more confident plan to retire. Want to be stress-free, peace of mind. Sleep well at night, however you say it. Fact of the matter is Nicole and the team cannot help you unless you dial that number, 888-919-0024. Time for a couple more questions. Should I be thinking about Roth conversions this year? What do you think?
Absolutely, you should. You should definitely be considering a Roth conversion this year because the tax sale of the century is coming to an end, and new 2026 laws have given seniors a massive shield to do it cheaper than ever. So for the 2026 tax year, the enhanced standard deduction for seniors has been boosted. So if you're over 65, you can now earn significantly more income before you pay a single dime in federal taxes, up to $23,750 for singles or $47,500 for married couples. The play here is this. This extra tax-free space allows you to convert a portion of your IRA to a Roth for zero federal tax, effectively moving your money from tax deferred to tax free for free. Okay? Current tax rates are scheduled to sunset, which means increase after 2025-2026. So right now, the 12% and 22% brackets are hysterically low. If you wait until 2027 or 2028, and don't be like, oh, well, we may not. Listen, we're here. I never thought I would. I don't mean this like in a death way or in a morbid way. But I didn't know I was going to see 2026. Like 2026? I didn't think this far ahead, Gary. Did you?
No, I did not.
Come on now. We didn't know we would be. So anyway, let's go back. Let me get back focus.
Yeah, go ahead.
Converting. If you wait until 2027 or 2028, those same brackets could jump back to 15 and 25% or higher. Converting in 2026 is like buying your taxes on a 20% discount. The IRS eventually forces you to take money out of your traditional IRA anyway through RMDs. So by converting to a Roth now, you shrink that future tax bill. A Roth IRA has no RMDs for you, meaning you decide when to spend your money, not the government. The prosperity bottom line is this. A Roth conversion isn't just about today. It's about protecting your 80-year-old self from higher tax rates. In 2026, the government has given you a larger tax-free bucket, so don't let it go to waste. Don't leave your retirement on the tax table. Take advantage of the 2026 rules while they are still in your favor. Use ChatGPT, Gemini, and put in what are the 2026 tax rules? And then you can also put in what is the tax rules for your age, you know, based on your profession, based on how much money you make. So you can have an idea of what your CPA will be talking about to you when you do, you know, sit down with them.
Right. Absolutely. It makes perfect sense to me. Yeah. Final question. Is it too late to make a difference for this year?
Yes, you can still make a massive difference for 2025 by making your IRA or HSA contributions before it's after April 15th. But before that deadline, you should have already made those contributions. But the real power is in you using today to lock in your 2026 tax wins. So since, you know, we're kind of airing after the date of April 15th, I want to tell you that you should have, basically, if you're trying to play catch up, you should have done it before April 15th. For those over 50, you could have put away up to $8,000 before then. If you're self-employed, you might even be able to put away significantly more in a SEP IRA. But this is the only time you get to travel back in time and lower last year's tax bill. The next thing I want to tell you is the new One Big Beautiful Bill laws for 2026 have introduced an extra $6,000 senior deduction, and then it's up to $12,000 for couples for those that are 65 and older. So my 65 and older crew, you guys get a lot of little breaks with Medicare. You got Social Security. You're even getting an additional $6,000 or $12,000 added to your or as a deduction from your taxes. So by planning now, we can structure your 2026 withdrawal to stay under the phase out limits, which is $75,000 for a single person or $150,000 for a joint, ensuring you qualify for this massive new tax break. I want you to also think about avoiding the first installment penalty. What's that? If you're a retiree or business owner who pays estimated taxes, your first payment for 2026 is also due or was due on April 15th. If you worry about it later, the IRS will charge you interest and penalties from day one. Ask me because I know. I filed my taxes on time, Gary, but I had a bill and I had owed the IRS, and because I didn't pay them, interest, penalty, they added all kinds of stuff. So I'm telling you from what I know, planning today ensures you pay exactly what you owe and not a penny more in late fees. So I had to pay late fees. So I'm telling you what I know. The prosperity bottom line is this. In the world of wealth, later is the most expensive word you can use. Whether it's a last minute 2025 contribution or a 2026 tax shield strategy, the moves that you make over the next couple weeks or before that April 15th deadline will determine your lifestyle for the next 7 years. Listen, do not let your taxes rule your life or give you a headache or stress you out. Listen to this show. You can always listen to it again, www.prosperityplaybookradio.com, so you can get some of these strategies and some of these tips to help you.
All right. Great, Nicole. Wrap it up for us. What do you think?
You spent 30 years working hard, saving consistently, and doing all the right things. But if you're still checking your accounts every time the market dips or wondering if Washington's latest move is going to shrink your nest egg, you don't have a retirement plan. You have a retirement hope. And we all know that hope is not a strategy for your future. I want to move you from uncertainty to total clarity. So for the next 10 callers, I'm opening up my calendar for a custom prosperity playbook financial review. This isn't just a little chit chat about your goals. I'm going to give you three tangible tools that most are missing. First, you will see exactly how much you would lose in a 2008 style downturn by us running your current portfolio through a crash simulation. That way, we can show you how to fix the leaks before the storm hits. Next, we're going to map out exactly where your income will come from every single month, so you'll leave knowing precisely how much you can spend without ever worrying about outliving your money. We use calculators based on your numbers to show you in real time what to expect. And last, we help you identify if you're overpaying the IRS on your withdrawals and show you how to keep more of your hard-earned money for your family, not the government. These are the blueprints for your prosperity. You will meet with me personally to walk through these documents and see if our strategies are the right fit for your unique life. Let's stop hoping and let's start knowing. Gary, tell them how they can get in contact with us.
I can do that. 888-919-0024. 888-919-0024. Folks, there's no cost, there's no obligation. Get a better handle on your financial situation. One more time on the number before we wrap up today's show, 888-919-0024. Get that prosperity playbook review that Nicole was just talking about. That's it for today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Hope you found the information we presented helpful. Look forward to all of you being back next week. We'll have new topics and new questions right here on Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, a pleasure as always. It's been a blast. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
You too, Gary.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.